what's going on? It's Bomb Shelter Radio. I'd like to thank Europe, man. Thank you, Patrick, for becoming a member, or at least giving me a donation.
You put me down. Oh, 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 standing doesn't like that too well. He doesn't like that shit at all. It seems trying to keep out.
If your kid wanted to do what you do for a living, first of all, would you let him?
Yes, I would let him do it, but I would want him to get as much education as possible.
You've been through the mill pretty good. You've been a singer and a performer most all of your adult life, haven't you?
Right, ever since I was about 7, 8 years old.
Is it everything it's cracked up to be?
Everything and more.
So you don't think it's a bad... You know, a lot of parents say, gee, I don't want my kid going in that entertainment business. It's too rough.
No, I think you should let a child that has his own mind, 5 senses to do as they please. You made your choice. You have to let them make theirs.
Anybody ever try to talk you out of doing this?
Well, people talk you out of it if you let them, if you don't believe that you can do it, you know, because nobody believes in you until you believe in yourself.
Aside from basic talent, what's the most important ingredient that you have in your head as you move along in the entertainment business? What else must you have?
You must have a will to keep going.
Where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I was thinking of. You know, so many guys...
The only way you do that is keep on pushing.
Hey, let me ask you about this album, which I'm sitting on now. The album is not in there, so everything is all right. What is it Daylight we're going to do next?
Daylight is a song that's one of my favorites, and that she'll be coming out very shortly.
You want to be standing or seated when you do this?
Well, I wrote this song standing because I was always up all the time when I was cutting, so I think I'm going to stand.
You do that, I'll take the stool.
Once I live a life of a millionaire, spending my money, honey. Oh, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time. Drinking that good gin, champagne, and wine. Oh, just as soon as my money got low, couldn't find my friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I believe I'd hold on to that eager grin. Call me my mobile, won't ya? When you're down and out. Mobile, won't ya? When you're down and out. Oh yeah. Wait a minute. Where in your pocket? There's not one penny. Oh man, them good friends, I'm telling you to find out if you haven't got any. But just let you get up on your feet again. Here they all come telling you, boy, that you're long lost friends. Your money won't you when you're down and out. Let me tell you about it. Nobody wants you. Ah, nobody wants you now. Down and out. Down and out. Nobody wants you. Whoa. Up too much of your time. I thought I'd drop this line.
Nobody wants you.
You see, nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you.
Ah, nobody wants you now.
You're down and out.
I feel like I'm on a
against the white walls, TV
the scene with a gangster lady.
Pop, do you know this? I blew a belt today on the caddy. Yeah, it was. I was driving home and it started to like bellow out steam and shit out of the radiator. Turns out it's the AIR pump belt. It's the one that spins the fan and you know, yeah. So it was overheating a little bit. So, anyways, my plans of fixing my other car may be on hold because that one works a little bit better than the Cadillac at this point. So, anyways, man, we're going to sort it out. This all takes time, you know? Anyways, here's a new one, man. I just got this.
I need a vaccination for the black-eyed blues. Total fascination for the color I choose. Just as long as it gets found, whoa, found. Certain declaration to the black-eyed blues. Total destination for the color I choose.
just as long as you let it shine. The Black Eyed Blues is for the color I choose. Now, I don't mind. I don't mind if you turn me around. Just keep on turning and turning and turning and turning as long as it gets fine. The Black Eyed Blues. Now, if you don't like it, like I said, let it ride. just let it shine.
Home. It was on his way back. are you going with that pistol in your hand?
Sit up and listen to people. He said, man, listen to people talk. And that's where you get your hooks from. I mean, the storyline. You know, somebody was saying it used to be, that's where it's at. Yeah, man, that's where it's at. And he said, see, that's a hook line right there. And he would write a song on it so easily. Like, he didn't scuffle for it. He would put
actually put the basic song in place, and he said, I'll fill it in on another day. He said, just come to you. If he was telling you a story, he said, I was born by the river, and there's a weight in a little old tent. He's painting this picture. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. And that's the phrasing. And then he sets it up for the hook. So it's just been a long time coming, change gonna come. I could hear it. I don't know if you understand it, but I could hear what he was saying. He said, you know, I'm talking to a person. And at the same time, I'm giving them that melody and projection to understand the song.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. of my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
pretty face. Oh, what a gorgeous pie.
Money, 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 money. We'll be right back. weird way, I had to sort of just free myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be neurotical.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Not the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
When I was playing the character.
When you was a character.
Yeah, I mean, as Jack.
Definitely. Yeah. Jack. Stupid-ass Jack. Trying to come back from that.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded. And by the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I flushed so much out, how am I going to jumpstart it up again? It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You was farting in bathtubs, laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
But... Simple Jack thought he was smart, or rather didn't think he was retarded, so he can't afford to play retarded, being a smart actor. Playing a guy who ain't smart but thinks he is, that's tricky.
Tricky.
It's like working with Mercury. It's high science, man, it's art form.
Yeah.
You an artist.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah. Hats off for going there. Especially knowing how the Academy is about that shit.
Wait. About what?
You serious? You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count toothpicks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him and he won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. And he was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I ain't saying. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty.
Listen anyway. Time has come today. Time!
This is Bob Shelter Radio!
Time! Yeah.
All right, baby. Thanks for tuning in. This has been fun.